Today we associate the Pilgrims with the town of Plymouth, Massachusetts. However, the landing spot was a bit accidental. The story of that famous voyage is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Late in 1620, 102 pilgrims, as we know them, made a 66-day voyage across the Atlantic on the Mayflower. Whit Perry knows much about that journey.
What they would have eaten would have been pickled foods, dried foods, beans and peas, salted meats. They would have had what's called ship's biscuit, which is simply flour and water baked really low temperature, can last over a year in one of the barrels.
Their charter said they were to go to New York. Conditions altered that plan.
The captain of the vessel is thinking, I got to get these people off the ship before I start having people starving. We got to get things going, and I got to get back to England.
The captain did attempt to go down the coast toward the intended landing spot, but poor weather and treacherous shoals sent the Mayflower to a landing spot at today's Plymouth, Massachusetts. Captain Christopher Jones didn't just dump the pilgrims out, though, and leave them.
He was very patient. They had to anchor quite far out, and they kept using the ship to live on while they every day rowed in their shallop and ship's boat to build homes on land.
The Mayflower did remain offshore for about 4 months. Today, you can come to Plymouth and see a full-size replica of the Mayflower II. The brightly colored ship resembles, as best as known, the original.
The reason that some of the merchant ships were decorated with different colors and things up high, what we call the bright work, was so that they were easily identifiable by other merchant captains from far away. So they wouldn't normally have the name of the vessel on them because a lot of the sailors couldn't read.
Mayflower II and nearby Plymouth Plantation help retell the story of the early settlers yet today. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McRae.